Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, and I cannot believe it. It's June the 23rd. We had a summer solstice the other day. I actually had a celebration here, and we did a tuning. We did actually a sound tuning celebration on Saturday. So happy summer solstice to everyone. And Donna, happy summer solstice to you.
Thank you. It's good to be here, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the summer. It's been beautiful here in Colorado.
I will tell you, it's been really nice here, and then it rains when it's supposed to, and it's working out really good. So, and I've been able to get out and just do a little bit more than I thought I could. So I am like totally happy about that. So did you do anything on Saturday?
We had a neighborhood garage sale, and so I thought I'd throw some stuff out. It's amazing how much junk I had, when I started pulling things out. You don't realize how much stuff you have. So I pulled out a bunch of junk. I made all of $60.
You know what? We have a Celebrate Bedford is this weekend. You know how much I've been getting ready for that. And I actually think what I'm going to do is start just kind of moving, like getting, I'm going to clean things out because my daughter's moving and they're going to buy a house. So it'll be really nice because she's really helpful, and I'll love to see my grandchildren because I'm excited. So it's making me clean things out and looking at things and going, yeah, you don't need 34 pairs of underwear.
Who has 34 pairs of underwear?
I do. This is nuts. I don't know. I'm going through things going, okay, this is what happens when you have a big house. You just tend to like go, oh, well, there's a drawer. I'll put it in there and I'll get it later. No. Simplify.
Yes. I'm all for that. I think most of us have too much stuff and too much clutter and everything, and it's time to get rid of that. I have to say, I went to a meeting the other day, and the speaker was a feng shui expert, and she talked about it, and she gave us, little diagrams or cards that were supposed to diagram the different areas of our rooms, of the rooms in our house. And my office is my knowledge room in the layout. And I have red walls. The whole walls are red, the whole room. And you're supposed to have some red in your knowledge corner. But she said, you might have too much red because... And my office is just trashed, and I have so much stuff. It's just chaotic, and I have to wonder why I'm having such a hard time just getting things done and being organized and on top of things the way I usually am. And she said it might be that you just have too much fire energy in here, and then you can't focus. So I thought that was fascinating. I'm gonna do some painting, I think, this summer, and maybe keep a one wall red and tone it down a little bit. But it's fascinating topic.
It's neat because that makes a lot of sense. And I have a lot of, you notice that I do have a lot of red. Like, well, it's more like kind of like the Indian,
Yes.
And I feel the same way. Like, my daughter was here and she's like, Mom, everything's so cluttered. And I'm like, I know, and I need to get rid of things, and it's just that feeling, isn't it funny, and I'm looking outside, and it's really nice out, and I'm going, but I want to be outside, but it's like, no, you have to get this done, get the stuff that needs to be done inside, so.
Well, and maybe I'm really good at doing a little bit at a time, you know, so every day maybe you pick, you know, one corner or one cabinet or, you know, just one area and clear that and then enjoy yourself or go outside and work in the garden or do whatever it is you have to do. But I think sometimes we can get overwhelmed by looking at the big picture and it's so, there's so much to do. So, you know, every day just pick a little corner. I just, before we started on the show here, I cleaned off one corner of my desk and boy, it was a lot of papers I was able to just throw away.
Or isn't it amazing?
I filed and in that, but I got one whole section cleaned off now. So I'm going to try that. Do a little bit at a time.
That's a good idea. Well, the bedroom that my daughter's going to be moving her stuff into, I do need to say that I'm going to have to go like crazy to do that one. She's going to start moving her stuff over, but I will do, I'm going to do that. Like, especially in my office, because my office, it's like you pick up, I pick up notebooks like, oh, I can write on that. That's only 10 cents and it's, you know, and then next thing you know, I'm like, you know, okay, I'm setting aside. But what I find though, is I laugh because my kids write a lot. Mm-hmm. They like to write stories and especially, my friend's kids. And so I'm always giving these, you know, notebooks away to kids so that they can write.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good
idea. It mustn't be a bad thing. It's not a bad investment, 10 cents. I would advise everyone if you're out at a garage sale or something and somebody is, you know, getting rid of that stuff, pick it up and give it to a kid. Keep them off their iPods.
Computers, yeah, their iPads, yeah. Well, and I, my problem with, because I have lots of notepads, and when I do events at hotels, they give, you know, the guests notepads to write on, and then half of them leave them there, so I gather them all up because I figure I paid for them anyway. And so, but I, you know, I'll jot things down. I do this with the radio show. I'm always taking notes on the radio show, but now I have one notebook, you know, with something on a couple pages, and then when I go to write something else, I can't find that, so now I have another one. So I have like 10, you know, notepads floating around with, you know, information or notes on it.
Yeah. Instead of, oh, that, you know what I do? I have a whiteboard and I just write on my whiteboard. And then I have a whiteboard in the kitchen. You know, when you're in my kitchen, that's the one the kids write messages to me on. And I now have a thing to put my keys in because of you. And you know what? Now I have all four sets of my keys.
Good.
I've not lost them in 12 days. I'm so proud of myself.
Oh, good. Yeah, when I was out to visit Kimmy, she had a habit of, you know, losing your keys in that. And I have learned this because I would stick them in a pocket or my purse or set them down here or there or whatever. And so I have a little bowl right on the counter right when you walk in from my garage. And I put my keys in there every single time because I would lose them all the time. And you can't, like, call them like you do with your cell phone.
No, you can't. You can't at all. And it's funny because, well, I did have one of those really annoying beeper. You ever have one of those high-pitched things? It was like, okay, that's a good way to find your phone and irritate yourself. I'm going to take it. It would just keep going off. And I'm like, okay, they have yet to, you know, where you could do the clap.
Oh, yeah.
Train it. Wouldn't that be neat? You could, or maybe even it would be a good app for your cell phone to connect to your keys. There could be some like you know, ooh. I'm thinking, that's why we have.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I'm guessing somebody needs to invent that.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah.
Probably is. If we look it up, we could find it.
I don't know. I think that would be all over the internet, you know, because I know we're all guilty of that. I went to Target the other night and I was trying on some clothes in the dressing room and I set my purse down and my phone fell out on the floor. And I remember as I'm trying on clothes thinking, now don't forget to grab your phone off the floor when you leave. And sure enough, I grab the clothes I was trying on and that, and I head out the door and I get all the way home and it's like, dang, I left my phone there. So I go back to the store, and of course, it's not in the dressing room. And I go to customer service, and they hadn't seen it. And something told me, walk back through towards the dressing room. And here comes this young man walking down the aisle, heading towards customer service with this phone in his hand. And I recognized it was mine. And I said, oh, did you just find that? And he said, yes, in the dressing room. I'm taking it to customer service. And it was my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
I was very grateful that the angels had him pick it up and carry it for me. So I did get my phone back. But I remember standing in there going, now don't forget to pick up your phone when you leave.
Yeah, you're like, I need to do that. I do that too.
Short-term memory.
That's why I always put something really significant on my keys. Or I'll have like one key, you know, I do that a lot. And then it makes me like put it in a certain place. But I have this Detroit Tigers, you know, and that you put it around your neck. And so then when anybody says, I'll say, did you lose my keys? They'll say, what do they look like? And I go, they have a Detroit, they're pink. I'm sorry, it's not Detroit Tigers. It's Pittsburgh Steelers. It has a pink Pittsburgh Steelers. And they're like, oh yeah, we know your keys.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I don't know. I think I could probably blame some of my problems on old age, but I really think the energies have really kicked up, you know, the energies that's hitting the planet, and we're being bathed in that, and time is speeding up and everything. And I think it plays havoc with our brains in a little bit. So that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
I think that that's a fine story to have. Whatever you, I say, if it doesn't matter. It really does. So, well, happy summer solstice. And, you know, it is a time for us to really take care of ourselves and our feet, making sure that we're staying grounded. Our feet are touching the earth, our minds. We can touch the sky as much as we want, but the energy that is above us is very much moving below our feet. I had a dream about that. So when we used to channel a lot upward. Now we need to really learn to channel into the center of ourselves. And we'll find that you can get more information. I was doing this toning thing, and it was weird because with me, I have like this really high-pitched voice. But my tone, because we were doing where you do the you make the sound of the chakras. My my sacral chakra was the most toned, which means that's where I'm coming from, and that's where I channel from, which is a really good thing for me. Mm-hmm. So because a lot of times, you know, you do as a female, you do that real high pitch upper thing. Mm-hmm. So when it's down there, I mean, especially it means it's just like has to do with honoring yourself, which I think is a important thing to do. And I know our guest is a good person to talk to that about. Angelica Rose. I always want to call her Angelique, but it is Angelica Rose. I don't know why I want to say Angelique, but she is going to talk to us about walk-ins.
She says she calls herself an angel walk-in, an angelic walk-in. So I think this is going to be fascinating. Yeah. And you know what? Why don't we go to a quick break first, and then we can bring on Angelica and talk some more about angelic walk-ins. How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. We will be right back on interviews. And give us a call if you have any questions. You want to ask questions of Angelica. The number is 888-627-6008. We would love to hear from you. Be right back on interviews right after this. Are you looking to live a more expanded and balanced life? Do you hunger for information about the mind-body-spirit connection? Hi, this is Donna, here to share how you can ignite your passion for expanded living with Bella Spark magazine. Bella Spark brings you informative articles on spiritual evolution, alternative healing, sustainable living, diet, nutrition, life after death, and cutting-edge developments on topics such as the quantum field and more. With each issue, Bella Spark magazine shares in-depth feature interviews with the most prominent voices in the spirit, mind, body arenas. Popular food bloggers bring you new and delicious recipes, and each issue provides the information, insight, and inspiration you need to reveal and nurture your own unique, beautiful spark. Subscribe today and get your first issue free, only $15 per year. Ignite your spark and live your life on purpose. Sign up today at bellasparkmagazine.com.
Kids are going through challenges more and more these days, and Bedford Public Schools and the community has joined together to celebrate Bedford on Friday, June 27th. Kicking off the evening with fireworks, and Saturday, June 28th with a parade, a color run, and Matthew Caracas from the band Citizen, Sam DiArmond, Chris Caracas, and others during the day to pay respect to the many kids who've passed away from Bedford Schools. And in the evening, there will be a concert, a tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $7 to raise money for a Tree of Life to be placed in the courtyard at Bedford High School. Purchase tickets at Light the Way by calling 734-854-1514. Celebrate Bedford. Celebrate life. Are you interested in weekly guidance, classes, family retreats, and a support system that helps your family through the ups and downs of life? Go to KimmyRose.com and sign up for her weekly newsletter. Read articles that will lend support to your family, and check out the weekly forecasts for you. Take a look at the week ahead. Kimmy Rose is the minister of Sanctuary of Light and dedicates her time to working with families with gatherings, a community garden, and space where you can spend quiet time.
Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com, or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose in Donna Vasaki. We're really happy to be here with you. Happy summer solstice. And I want to also just say happy day. Happy day. It's beautiful. We've got a little sprinkles of rain here in Michigan. I'm looking at the trees and the sky, and I'm seeing, it's funny, I'm looking at the clouds, and right now I see this cloud, and it has it looks like an eagle. It's interesting. I kind of want to take a picture of it. I'm thinking, I wonder what that means. It just all of a sudden appeared, and it's just beautiful. It's got like the dark clouds. You know, Donna, what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You see the dark clouds, and then it's like moving. It's really neat, kind of moving up and down. So that's really interesting. I'm just staring out the window going, wow, I wonder what that means. So, well, we have a special guest on, and Donna, do you want to introduce our guest?
Well, sure. Our guest today is Angelica Rose, and she describes herself as an angelic walk-in. She provides messages from the angelic realm, spirit guides, and those who have passed over using a technique called inner spirit activation. She directs the archangels to bring in higher frequency energies to align with your inner spirit, converting old beliefs and allowing your spirit to take over and you to experience greater levels of joy, peace, love, vitality, and prosperity. And we invite listeners to call in. We'd love to hear from you, and you can ask Angelica questions. Welcome to the show, Angelica. Nice to have you here today.
What a beautiful way of reading that. What was in the sky? I didn't hear that part.
An eagle. It's a cloud that looks like an eagle, and it's like it was flapping its wings.
Talking to you. That's
yeah. Is it?
How beautiful. Okay. What a pleasure to meet you both.
Well, it's nice to have you with us today.
It's nice to be part of, to have you on the show. I sat through one of your classes and it was really good and it was just awesome. And I just wanted to thank you for all that you do, the work that you do.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about your journey.
And thank you for being on this show. I'm so grateful.
I'm just sitting here closing my eyes and connecting with you. And, I'm looking at the eagle. Eagle is always a wonderful sign to me of learning, respecting, and honoring what is coming in and through. And to me, I think that has a lot to do with you, to really connect with something that I'm supposed to understand. And I know your journey has been one that you've been through a lot of things in other lifetimes and this lifetime. And I've always been curious because you talk about being an angelic walk-in. And I have always been interested because I have people talk about walk-ins a lot, but I don't quite know how do you know that you are one and, what happened, So could you share a little bit of your journey with us?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, if you're a walk-in, you're going to know it. It's pretty apparent. And it is my first time on this planet as an angelic walk-in. And so basically what that means is I'm a fairy angel and the body had a different expression that at this point I was told in meditation what it meant after I dropped in. Or they didn't know what was going on during the time. And what happened was I was with some people and the experience happened and they witnessed the whole thing. And that when the body is going through the experiences that it goes in, when you first are born, you have lessons and to become humanly smarter. And when you fulfill enough of those lessons, you get to move on. And that's when the body dies and it goes on to its next adventure in life. In a spiritual form, either forming another incarnation or continuing on to whatever the continuing on is all about. And so at the time, the body had a choice of dying or me coming in. And the only thing I remember hearing is, you can help us. And so I dropped into the body and people were watching it and they said, where are you from? And I told him where I was from, that I was hyperventilating and I had to put me in water. And I've never been on the planet. I didn't know what was going on. And so I just had to work on getting used to being in the body and clearing out. I have to take some breaths because I remember hyperventilating. So give me a second. Yeah, that part is sometimes hard, so I'm going to skip past that and just kind of move forward. And in that part of my experience is to help those to awaken their inner spirit to the purity of love and to know that you're not your body, you're not your mind, and you're not your emotions that you experience in that form. To learn what you're coming here to learn, and when you release enough of the lessons that you have come into with the ancestral energies, which is your family and so forth, then you start to move into your purpose, which is your inner spirit and why you're here in the first place. And with this latter part of this year and 2016, it's going to flip, where the spirit's going to be more dominant and the humanist can finally relax a little bit more. And so part of my role is to create grids and to support those that are committed to the awakening and to do it in the form of joy and love rather than drama and pain. So that's my fun excitement.
Wow. So, you know, that's a fascinating story, and I know you don't want to talk about it too much, when that actually happened when you came in. I know of another woman who had a kind of an abrupt walk-in experience, too, and she said that normally, you know, if somebody's going to be a walk-in, they kind of prepare from the other side, and they observe, and they understand what's happening on the planet, and then, but she came in, she was actually a male in wherever she was living at the time. I don't know quite how to describe that. And when she came in, then she came into a woman's body, and she didn't know anything either, how to drive a car, you know, what any, you know, a lot of things that we do and take for granted, and that she had to really learn quickly how to do things. Was that the case with you?
It wasn't so much learning how to drive the car. For me, it was more the vibrational frequency on the human plane is so much denser, and it was really hard to breathe in the body and to acclimate, and I just could not understand why people were behaving in certain ways and the complexities of the mind, because you don't use a human mind, I read energies, and so I'm familiar with energies and the complexity of the mind. I just, you know, it just didn't understand it. And then I had to work on clearing out the programs and working with the emotions and working with the body and clearing out the old patterns. It was quite, and at the same time doing my assignments. And so it was really interesting to split the two, which is why I don't use human filters when I do the work that I do and stay really connected to the angelic realm, which is my integrity, and so that I could do the assignments. And when I wasn't doing anything, I was getting the support of clearing out the energies and acclimating and so forth. So it was a lot of, I had no one to turn to. It was like no family, no friends, nothing. Everything just was gone. It was like I was all by myself, and it was in its own way a blessing because it helped me to stay connected to spirit rather than the humanness, and that was the intention. And at the same time, I was like, where's my angelic family? You know, I miss them. I want to go back home. You know, I was like, where am I? So,
wow.
Yeah, it was quite a.
I'm just sitting here getting goosebumps because that's interesting. And so you said, was it like a near-death experience?
The body did actually die and stop breathing. When I dropped in, I saw a bunch of crystals around the body, which the people had put around because they were freaking out. They didn't know what was going on. There was no windows, and there was a whole bunch of wind. And the next thing, they didn't understand any of it. The next thing that happened was the body collapsed, and I witnessed coming in at the same time the other expression left, and I heard the other expression saying, what's going on? So neither one of us knew what was happening, and afterwards, you know, that expression came and talked to me and made sure I was okay, and she still watches over me. I could feel her at times. She's with her sweetheart. And so they periodically come in and check in on me and make sure I'm okay, and she's extremely protective of me, and I just kind of laugh because, you know, she's eventually going to probably move on to her next adventure since the karmic part is complete. But I know she said that she'll always watch over me on some level, and so it's funny how we swapped places.
That is really interesting. And when you said about, you know, you stopped breathing, I'm curious. I don't know. Do we have to go to a break, Donna? Because I think
we got 2 minutes.
Do. Okay. Well, I want to ask this question, but I think it's going to take more than 2 minutes to answer it. But what I'm going to ask is when this happened, and I don't know if we could maybe, I can just ask this question, then we can go to the break a little bit early so that you can just ponder it. But did you find that people in your life, and don't answer this till we get back, but did you find that people in your life were had a hard time actually accepting the new you? And did a lot of things personally change for you? That's what I'm really curious about, because I've heard people talk about that. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. This is a really amazing, interesting topic. Angelica Rose, we're talking about her experience as a walk-in, as an angel, come to help people on this earth. We'll be right back with more.
Light the Way has been in business for 18 years. Kimmy and her mom, Carolyn, would like you to stop in and say hi. As well, our services of consultations, Reiki, massage, hypnosis, and CCT, we have a gift shop. Books, candles, and essential oils, jewelry, gift certificates are always available. Just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, located at 8050 Summerfeld Road. Call us at 734-854-1514. We're open 6 days a week. On call 24 hours a day for you at 734-854-1514 or visit www.lighttheway.com. Stop in or phone Light the Way for a psychic reading, massage, dream interpretation, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis. Open 6 days a week and located at 8050 Summerfeld Road, Lambertville, Michigan. We're just 5 minutes from Toledo, and our family's been operating for 18 years. We offer phone readings 24 hours a day by calling 734-854-1514 or visit lighttheway.com. Light the Way is still open, then you can call Kimmy or her mother Carolyn for a psychic consultation, astrology, massage, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis at 734-854-1514. You can also pick up a copy of Kimmy's book, Wake Up Your Intuition, The Sun, Moon, and Venus, a simple guide on how to get the most out of your man, chicken soup for the power mom soul, and bless you book. We do telephone and in-person appointments. We are located at 8050 Summerfeld Road, near the corner of Summerfeld and Secker Road. Visit lighttheway.com. Want to stop smoking and just need a little help? Need to fit into those shorts? Hypnosis can help. Go to lighttheway.com and see the many pictures of people who have lost weight and kept it off. We also sell CDs and MP3s. Call Light the Way at 734-854-1514. We do hypnosis for smoking, weight loss, anxiety, and many, many more things. Located just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, Light the Way, guiding you down a better path. That's lighttheway.com.
And welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki here with Kimmy Rose and our very special guest, Angelica Rose. She also goes by Angel, which is a perfect name because she is an angelic walk-in. And just before we went to break, Kimmy, you asked a question about did you have a hard time with the you know, this new body, and did people treat you differently, and what was it like? And I know I had a question too, as far as how long ago did this happen, and how has that changed for you since you came in? So what was it like?
Okay, so Sorry, I love your questions, by the way. The experience, as I mentioned earlier, was that when I came in, everybody, you know, the face, the body, everything changed. And so people were freaking out that knew the other expression, and they all just ran and left. So I was all by myself.
Oh, my gosh. And how long ago did this happen?
This was 11-1 of 97, and the purpose of that happening was a blessing in that way, was, and it was emotionally very difficult, was for me to stay connected to, had those relationships stayed intact. What I was told is that it may have been more difficult for me to stay connected with the spirit. So that was the purpose, is to get acclimated to being in the body and still stay connected to spirit, then immediately leaning on people to help me get used to being. They wanted me to lean on them instead.
Wow.
So all of a sudden this happens to you, and then you have nobody in your life, in your physical
yeah,
human
I mean,
life,
I, first
correct?
Of all, it's my first being on this planet, so it wasn't a very warm welcome. It was like shaboom, goodbye, hello.
So you don't have any memory of your other life? Is that what you're saying, or your
well,
other?
Well, it's not my life, and so what I keep hearing spiritually to say is to focus more on mine rather than that, because it's not. I took all these years to clear it out, so I'm not
gotcha.
Something that I would really, you know, want to have to rehash all the energies that I cleared out.
That's okay. I totally respect that. I totally respect
mm-hmm.
that. That makes
Thank
a lot of that makes
Thank
sense
you.
To me. So, and I think that's really important for a lot of people to remember, as you say that a lot of people are changing. That's the best way to and shifting. And so the more we hold, and I know this just as a hypnotherapist, I try to spend less time on past lifetimes and more time on present, being present with what's going on now. Although I am guided many times, like I'll pick up a book on Lemuria, like ancient Lemuria, all of a sudden pops up, and you know, different things like that. But I think it's more of a vibration, not telling me anything else. So.
Yeah, I totally agree.
There's a high-pitched squeal. That's funny.
Yeah, the in Bend, they have an alarm system that keeps going off periodically. So there's like fire alerts. So forgive me for.
Oh, is that coming from your end?
Yeah, hopefully it'll stop in a few seconds.
Oh, sorry. I thought maybe it was your energy that was shorting out our system here. Fascinating. Yeah. Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask is you talked a little bit when we first started about clearing out our job when we come here, when we incarnate on this planet, about clearing out ancestral energies first. And then we can move on to our own purpose. Can you talk some more about that and explain that a little bit better?
Yeah, what's important to understand is that when a body first spins, it goes through a clearing with regard to the celestial realm. And so as a result of that, there is a lot of energies that the body has to clear out. And when it finishes clearing out all the ancestral energies, then it starts to move into its purpose. And if it doesn't feel like it's going to complete it all, then that's why there are bodies that tend to move out and die and so forth.
So what do you mean by ancestral energies? You know, give us an example of that.
The ancestral energies is is I'm going to move into a different room so it's not as loud. I am smelling smoke.
Is this your smoke alarm?
She's in a building, it feels like.
I need you guys to put a commercial on for a second.
Okay.
We'll let you go and we'll just talk.
Okay.
Yeah, just for a second. Let me make sure everything is safe.
Okay.
Oh, I wonder if it's just
smoke alarm. Let's send some love and light.
Yes.
Some love and light around. And just, I want to say just like, oh boy, lots of love and light is what came to me. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. It's
funny because I find that a lot of times when, even for me, when I'm supposed to, when I have a message that's supposed to come through, you know, or different things that I know that I'm supposed to, you know, to say, sometimes something will happen that says, okay, stop and slow down because maybe it might be a lot. You know what I mean? There might be a lot for people to deal with, but then I'm okay. You know what I mean? It's like then everything balances out. So I've had that happen a couple times. I don't know if you've ever had that. I was actually going, when I went through a divorce, we were evacuated from the building.
Okay, stop.
And it was a fire
alarm. I'm back.
So. Okay, great.
I'm back.
Great.
Good. So your house isn't burning down.
Yeah. I don't know why it was going off, but I had to make sure there was no fire because Ben has fire alert.
Oh,
so I needed
my gosh.
To make sure everything was okay.
Good.
Yeah, it's
fine.
That's
good to
hear. Yeah, so thank you for being patient. Yeah, I don't know why it's going off and on, but the most important thing is everything is safe. Okay.
Good. We're glad you're safe.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about ancestral energies in that, and kind of got interrupted by the fire alarm. So, tell us again, what does that mean? I mean, it's like to me, it's always fascinating. We come here, we have our own stuff, and now that we're clearing, you know, generations of stuff from our lineage. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, when you come in, you have your mom. And your dad and your family and all the lineage that's going on, those come compassed into various programs. The family, once they reach a certain point, they kind of die, and then the next generation takes over and continues to expand the lessons that the previous generation didn't complete, and it has a choice to repeat the patterns, complete the programs, or to move into a totally different direction. And so sometimes you'll see people that just keep repeating the same patterns over and over and over, like their mom did and their grandmother did. And others just go a totally different direction, and they call them, you know, like the white sheep, kind of like you say. So those energies, those programs, those beliefs, once you move through the ones that are no longer serving your purpose, and you start moving them out, and you start moving and unraveling enough of the programs that are outdated or not the purpose of your inner spirit, then your inner spirit becomes more active, and the human part doesn't have to feel that form of a separation from it, and then you start to become aware of what your purpose is. So your vibration raises and expands, and you feel more connected. And that's part of what my assignment is, to help people get to that expansiveness, that evolution. And you have to unravel enough of the programs, enough of the beliefs to get to that core of the awakening.
Wow. So getting to the core.
Yeah, so I do that. So I use like hypnosis with energy and lights. I do the monthly Skype that you were part of. I do classes and the products, you know, various tools that support. I read the chakras. I can, you know, see when people die, walk into the light, and I can read their messages and the spirit guides' messages. And they all speak energy. They don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to take a course. And so they can't physically see your body. And so basically what I'm doing is I go above the person's energy, and I can see the energy signatures on the emotional, mental, and physical plane. And I commute that to the spirit guides that are assigned to you, and to the angelic realm, my family, and to the universe. And it's like a partnering. We help to support the expansive awakening of it all.
Wow. So how do you know, like, are there little things that you can look for?
I read the energy. I could read the energy signatures on the emotional, mental, and physical plane. When I keep hearing what to say, so if I stop, I'm hearing them communicate to me. Is basically the angelic realm. Is Michael is here really big, and Raphael is that what's seeing right now is that when the programs come in, people have different parts of what they're working through. Some people come in with more emotional stuff that they're working through, such as sadness or conditional love or lots of stuff around their emotions. Other people come in with physical ailments because they have lessons around the physical realm. Some people come in with more of the mental, like the indigos are very very intelligent, but they have very difficult times on the emotional plane, and so they have to be nurtured more. The crystal kids are more expansive and educated on the emotional realm, and so there's different things that are coming through with people and the lessons they're coming to learn. And so once they get through those lessons and there's less of a story around these, less of an attachment and all that, then they could move into their awakening. And so when I work with their spirit guides in the angelic realm, I can read the energy signatures in the physical body, whereas they can't because they're not in physical form. And so I communicate telepathically, energy-wise, to them. They communicate back to me. I pass the messages on if I'm doing a reading, if I'm doing an energy expansiveness or activation or chakra reading. I communicate to them and guide to transmute the energies that are in those various parts of the emotional, mental, physical body so that it can transmute. And then I can work with the angelic realm to help expand energy and activate the inner spirit more in that area so that their vibration is more awakened, more expansive, and the body starts to have a higher vibration.
Wow. You know, this is fascinating. We have to go to a break, but when we come back, I want to ask you about how we know our purpose a little. You know, I'd like to get your take on, because I think a lot of people are wondering, like, well, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to do here? You know, that kind of thing. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Angelica Rose, Angel Walk-In, and finding out more about this fascinating topic. We'll be right back on Interviews right after this. Are you looking to live a more expanded and balanced life? Do you hunger for information about the mind-body-spirit connection? Hi, this is Donna, here to share how you can ignite your passion for expanded living with Bella Spark magazine. Bella Spark brings you informative articles on spiritual evolution, alternative healing, sustainable living, diet, nutrition, life after death, and cutting-edge developments on topics such as the quantum field and more. With each issue, Bella Spark magazine shares in-depth feature interviews with the most prominent voices in the spirit, mind, body arenas. Popular food bloggers bring you new and delicious recipes, and each issue provides the information, insight, and inspiration you need to reveal and nurture your own unique, beautiful spark. Subscribe today and get your first issue free, only $15 per year. Ignite your spark and live your life on purpose. Sign up today at bellasparkmagazine.com.
Kids are going through challenges more and more these days, and Bedford Public Schools and the community has joined together to celebrate Bedford on Friday, June 27th, kicking off the evening with fireworks, and Saturday, June 28th with a parade, a color run, and Matthew Caracas from the band Citizen, Sam DiArmond, Chris Caracas, and others during the day to pay respect to the many kids who've passed away from Bedford Schools. And in the evening, there will be a concert, a tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $7 to raise money for a Tree of Life to be placed in the courtyard at Bedford High School. Purchase tickets at Light the Way by calling 734-854-4444. 1514. Celebrate Bedford. Celebrate life.
Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, and we are joined by Angelica Rose. She is a wonderful intuitive and healer, and she also is a walk-in. And we've been talking about your journey, Angelica, and how you help people. I was able to sit through one of your classes. I felt very healing. I felt like I actually felt like I was going to a place that I like to be. Wherever, when you took us, I was just there, you know, and it was a wonderful experience. People are asking, I got a couple people asked, they said that, and I want to thank Jen Marie, especially Jennifer Marie and her sister. And they said last name was Jensen. They just said that they listen to the show every week and wondered if maybe Donna and I had some special purpose, because they always feel like they open up the more that they hear us. And Kimmy, we've listened to you with several other people, you do shows with other people, but there's something about the two of you together. So I guess I'm going to ask that question. Do you sense something with the two of us working together? And maybe what our agreement was. That's what. And she says, thank you for asking that question. I'm going to say thank you to you for typing it. So
what do you think, Angelica? Are you getting any?
Okay. Just so you know, I'm not doing the readings right now because I'm kind of channeling what they're asking of me. I just know from experience, just when you were talking, I was getting one his that, you know, you're passing on messages, and when you're passing on messages and you both have such a loving vibration, you know, people are going to feel safe and open up a lot more of their own experience of vulnerability. And so that in itself is going to help them. And then when they're open, from what I'm hearing to share is then they're going to become more educated, and so their vulnerability is what's opening up their energy. So it makes sense to have such a beautiful, loving comment being said to you both, and you've earned that with your commitment to doing this show and your unconditional way of giving.
So we probably came here, and we don't have any walk-in or drop-in energy around us then.
Well, it's you're so cute.
No, that's what she thinks. She thinks that we do. That's why I'm asking. Funny because I know who she is. She thought about Donna.
It's not so much a drop-in energy that's around you. It's either you're a drop-in or you're not a drop-in. It's not like you have energy around you that resonates
right.
Kind of like a drop-in kind of a thing. And I just know from experience of talking with other drop-ins is that you do know you're a drop-in. It's not like if you have to ask if you're a drop-in, majority of the time my answer would probably be no, because you have
to. What if you don't want to be? See what if that scares you?
Yeah. I don't know if I would want to trigger a fear around being a drop-in, and just because that kind of it's not like something's wrong with being a drop-in. You know, what I would encourage people to do, if it's okay to mention this, is to send me an email or go to my website, theheart.webs.com, and read some of the testimonials. There are some people that have experienced, after they cleared out some of the things, their purpose that's different than being a drop-in. It doesn't mean that after you finish, wow, they're really talking loud. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean, and this is really important to share this, that when you've cleared enough of the energies, it doesn't mean you automatically become a drop-in like I experienced. What it means is that for me coming in is just like other drop-ins. We have a chosen purpose that not everybody has the same chosen purpose. You could incarnate as your purpose and unravel enough of the karmic energies that we talked about earlier, and then all of a sudden your spirit becomes more active. And in my situation, the other expression was done. And so the body could have just died early, or I just chose, without knowing I chose, to come in and to do the assignments that I came to do. Yes, it was difficult to be in here. Yes, it was my first time. Yes, I felt alone in many ways. And I didn't feel alone spiritually. I felt very loved in nature. I felt very loved with my angelic family. I felt very loved from the universe. I just had a difficult time with the human physical form. Now, not everybody has that same experience as a drop-in. So it's not a negative thing to be a drop-in. It's just an adjustment. And anybody that tends to drop in from this point forward, I'm being told to tell you, is going to be a lot easier than it was when others dropped in early, earlier time, because of the vibration was denser, whereas now the vibration's lighter. It's easier to come in and acclimate, whereas then it wasn't as easy because the planet's also raising in vibration.
Wow. You know, this is... been a wonderful...
So with the other question, let me just interject, because making sure I say this message, 2016 and the remainder of this year is very, very, very important to get ready for the flipping of the inner spirit becoming more active and the humanness becoming less active. And so what they're telling me to say is very important. My heart goes on fire when it's very important is to really commit this month into clearing out the remaining of whatever's standing in your way, whether it's through myself supporting or someone else that can support you. Really get your energy out of the separation factor of the human condition so that you can start activating your inner spirit more and start moving into your soul purpose.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Angelica. We have to cut this short. We are wrapping up the show, but it was so nice to visit with you today. Tell
thank
us again
you,
how
so
people
much.
Can get a hold of you. What's your website?
Oh, so the phone number, the phone number is 971-217-6576. The website is heartofmotivation.webs.com. Thank you so much again for the love and the opportunity to be on your wonderful show.
Thank you for all the beautiful light you bring to the planet. And thank you, everyone, for listening to us today on Interviews. We have a very special guest next Monday, Dr. Joe Dispenza, talking about his newest book, You Are the Placebo. It's fascinating, always fascinating to talk to Joe. So we hope you'll join us again next week. And it's good to visit with you again today, Kimmy.
Yes.
Have a wonderful week.
You too. Bless you. And we'll talk to you next week.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the PBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.